Michael's having a little announcement now.
Our lunch as well this afternoon. Can you do that?
Yeah!
This moment is really when we kind of, most of us are together, those of us are going to walk on, and some have come this far, but it'd be really good to also thank those who've supported us, the Johns in the minibus, and Bill in the car, and people who just helped on the way. Those who are going to walk on, we've probably only got just short of about 5 miles to do.
Yeah.
The shortest two legs and the last two legs. And by the time I finish, the shortest two legs will be my two legs. But enjoy what you can of the lunch that's left and get plenty of fluids in you. And those of you who've come this far and you're not going to walk on, thank you so much.
Yay.
Please do your best to let us know. Get your sponsor money in and into us at the church office or next Sunday. See one of the team, one of the interns, myself, Michael, or anybody you know recognise part of the office team. And we'd like to be able to get our totals sorted as soon as we can and see how much we've raised. So just a big cheer for everybody who's done so great so far. Thank you so much.
So we'll come back and do some more on the way. So I won't put this up just yet because it was a little bit short, but I thought you'd like to get a bit of the atmosphere. I will say that one of the most inspiring people on this walk is our friend Andy, who had a stroke, a very severe stroke about 6 months ago, and really was diagnosed with no hope, and he had locked-in syndrome, which many of you will know is no communicative skills or no movement whatsoever, and were unable to speak, and literally just communicating with them. His movement of his eyes, lids, and he has done 3 miles, I think, being pushed in his wheelchair. So if that doesn't inspire you to give, then I don't know what does, really. So do consider that. You know, if I'm keeping on about it, just ignore the audio booze, that's fine. But it'd be great if you didn't and you considered this. And let me know what you think. Ask any questions about Hope for Justice and whatever, and I'll try and answer those. And do go and look up and see what they do. All right, I'll speak on the way around, and I'll send this up in a little while after we've added a bit more to it. Okay, so we've just reached Northfield now, which again is very much South Birmingham. We're heading towards the outskirts of Birmingham now. So I would say the majority of our walk has probably been in the south of the city, really, because that's kind of where we're based. I definitely think it's a shorter run into town the other side than it is out here. So we've got another 3 miles to go, so getting on for 9 miles, 12 miles completed. We're just all congregating now, ready for the last leg. Nothing to say about Northfield, really. I think I can't think what anything is famous for, really. It's just a big suburb of Birmingham. It's near to Longbridge, what was Longbridge Car Plant, which was the Rover, of course. And that's now being redeveloped into housing, college, innovation centres and all the rest of it. So we'll pause this, and this will probably make the end of the audio boo as well. Rather than keep sort of sending other boos, because we haven't stopped for long enough, really, for me to say too much and do too much. And I'll see you soon. Yeah, all right. Are you? Oh, and I've got a crash my knee on that lamp on the grass coming up from Bourneville. We walked on the grass, and well, I did, and there was like a low lamppost, or half of something missing on what it was, and I cracked my knee on it.
Nobody told you about it?
No, they didn't mean to. It's just, yeah, they just, it was one of those. They didn't see I was doing it because we were talking. And then suddenly I just banged my knee on it. Oh.
Watch it, you've got a post here.
So, yeah. Have you done all of it, Keith, or just...
No, I've started from Snowhill.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So
I saw you coming.
Did you? Yeah. coming thick and fast. I think now it is starting to tell on my legs a little bit, but
yeah,
you know, we're mountain walkers, mate. We don't worry about stuff, a little bit of a stroll in the park like this, dude.
Stroll more than watch it.
Yeah.
Especially the pace we're going, but even so, by the time you've done 15 miles,
you'll know it.
Your feet will ache.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing actually how much distance you can cover.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously you'd have to get a different fitness level to do a bigger walk, but I wouldn't mind doing a bigger walk for a charity or something.
Yeah. I think, like you say, it depends on the walk. You're only talking about mountain walking. You cover so little
distance.
But it's hard work.
It is. Yeah.
Hard on your muscles, whether you're going up or downhill.
Well, it's more like a workout, like you know, an abs workout of some sort, isn't it? Because you're straining your legs and muscles all the time, aren't you?
Hold on.
You smell Chinese. Yeah.